Welcome to the Relationship and Wellness Podcast with Nicola Beer. Nicola runs transformational breakthrough programs for individuals and couples and has several award-winning audio programs. She also runs a holistic life therapist certification program where you can get paid to guide clients to profound change and work from the comfort of your own home. For details, visit www.nicolabeer.com today. Please note, places are limited and are available on first-come, first-served basis.
Hi and welcome. So happy you're here. I'm going to be talking today about the Jekyll and Hyde personality. What are the causes and triggers for it? How it affects an individual, a relationship, and some tips and some tools for what you can do if this is happening in your relationship or to you right now. I'm also going to be sharing the traits that are similar to the narcissistic personality and the differences. Before I get started, I just want to say a huge thank you to those of you that have recently rated and reviewed the show. It really helps it to stay more visible, so I'm very, very grateful. I also would like to invite you to join the Relationship and Wellness Facebook group. It's a growing community. I love being in there every single day, sharing, connecting with you all. It's a great place to learn from each other and share our relationship challenges, successes, and it'll be so nice to connect with you more personally. You can find the link along with the show notes. So the Jekyll and Hyde personality is a term used to describe a person who has two totally different personalities that totally contradict one another. For example, one personality might be loving, caring, and easygoing, whereas the other personality can be volatile, aggressive, and cold. The term originates from fictional characters that were created by an author from Scotland called Robert Louis Stevenson, whose story was focused on vivid nightmares he was suffering from, living with two totally conflicting lives. One life was who he named Dr. Jekyll, who was the more friendly, easygoing, happy-go-lucky side, whereas Mr. Hyde was the darker personality, the one who was evil, reckless, and tough. Psychoanalyst and neurologist Sigmund Freud developed the term splitting, which explains the Jekyll and Hyde personality in more scientific terms. Freud identified that people who did not experience a secure, loving attachment with their mother or one consistent primary caregiver struggled with confusing feelings of love and hate towards their mother or primary caregiver for leaving them or not being able to nurture them as they needed as a baby. It is so hard having two different images of your mother, one that is loving and kind, the other that is neglectful and unable to meet your physical or emotional needs. For people who do not have this secure, consistent attachment or image of their mother or primary caregiver, they try to find ways to cope between the two contrasting, conflicting feelings of love and hate. This constant splitting creates a lot of internal confusion and impacts the way a person sees themselves and others. This is because the first relationship they had was so insecure that it forced them to see one person as two totally contrasting personalities. This becomes the template for future relationships, where they switch between deeply loving someone and then being really angry with them, as the inconsistency and instability is what they are subconsciously programmed to be like. It is such a deep inner conflict that even in some cases of domestic abuse, people can feel like they are not in control of themselves when they fly into a fit of rage and are verbally or physically abusive to their partner. I do a lot of anger management work and hypnotherapy for anger, hypnotherapy for rage, and getting into clearing out these deep patterns in my breakthrough intensive. It's often so deep-rooted, the triggers of such behaviour, that work with the deep subconscious mind is needed. A study carried out by Norwegian sociologist Eva Lundgren found that abusers use something she called controlled switching techniques to shift between comforting a partner and an abusive partner. She found that men would seek to comfort their partner after hurting them as a way of coping with the inner conflict between the two totally different personalities. This was definitely true in my childhood. My mum would be very, very abusive. She would hit us and say really horrible things, like she wished we were dead, she wished she didn't have us. And then afterwards, she would make us sit on her lap and she would hug us and cry that she loves us and that, you know, can we forgive her? It was awful. And I'm sure that a lot of people can relate to that. If you were abused by someone close to you as a child, and if you're going through this in your relationship, I'm so sorry. I'm sure you are experiencing both of those extremes. And I just want to point out here that not all people with Jacqueline High personality are abusive. The main theme here is the ability to switch between two totally different personalities within seconds, where it leaves the person in a relationship with them questioning, who are you really? Who am I married? Which one am I going to get today? Some people may find it very difficult to manage their emotions in particular situations that trigger memories. According to the founder of emotionally focused therapy, Dr. Sue Johnson, we all have one area of hypersensitivity, which is a very raw or considered the unhealed part of our emotional well-being. If something threatens that area of sensitivity, it is easy for all past trauma and pain linked to that sensitive part to trigger a response that feels appropriate mentally. However, it can seem like an overreaction. This is different to the Jekyll and Hyde personality and is more related to an unhealed trauma and pain. So that's really the difference I'm trying to highlight here. Some people have unresolved trauma from their childhood. They may have not had a great childhood. And when things happen in their relationship, when things happen in their life, that unhealed trauma triggers a negative response. That's one area, and that's not the Jekyll and Hyde. For the Jekyll and Hyde personality, this is where somebody can just switch with no outside trigger, with no visible trigger at all. People who often show signs that they have the Jekyll and Hyde personality are often also having some trauma, perhaps neglect, which then manifests as severe anger and aggression. Perhaps they were abused. Perhaps they grew up by somebody who also had that Jekyll and Hyde personality. And then they struggle with these conflicting feelings and they repeat the pattern. A client that booked a breakthrough intensive block of sessions with me recently noticed that she was constantly snapping at her husband and struggled to manage her reactions when he did something. Something that he thought was insignificant. And really, she also acknowledged that it definitely wasn't worth the reaction that she gave to it. When we explored the root cause of her impulsive reactions, we identified that she grew up in a household where her mother was very dismissive of her. She treated the boys differently to the girls, and she felt a huge sense of abandonment, which was triggered each time her husband neglected to show her the love that she felt she needed. She was constantly seeking reassurance from him. She wanted his attention all the time. If he forgot something, she would take it so personally. And she projected years of feeling abandoned out on her husband, and hence these strong reactions. However, this is different to the Jekyll and Hyde personality, because these have a trigger. The Jekyll and Hyde personality can happen at any time without a specific trigger. So that's like the biggest difference between unresolved trauma that needs to be released and the Jekyll and Hyde, because the Jekyll and Hyde is more about an inner conflict where relationships develop with a love and a hate of a person. As you probably know, listening to this episode and many of my other episodes, I struggled as a child. My mother was verbally, physically, mentally abusive, and I had so much fear, love, and hate for her, all mixed into one. And some people have and develop explosive, outward reactions. Some people, like me, internalise their trauma, criticise themselves, never feel good enough, hurt themselves through various different ways, whether that's hurting yourself through addictions, pushing yourself too hard, being a high achiever, a workaholic, body unhappiness, eating disorders. And then others can develop the Jekyll and Hyde personality. The breakthrough process that I deliver now for people, I had it done over 15 years ago on me, and it changed my whole life because it changed my inner way of seeing myself, of seeing others. I no longer look to others to make me feel safe, to make me feel loved. I feel loved inside. I feel safe inside because I trust myself. I trust myself that no matter what happens to me in my life, I will always be okay. Because I will always be there for myself, look after myself, treat myself with love, respect, encouragement, get whatever help I need to make sure that I'm okay. And when you have that strong inner love and trust for yourself, your fear disappears. So it's very important to look at yourself in your relationship. Are you strong in yourself? Are you accepting patterns of unacceptable behavior from your partner? Are you acting in ways that you really don't love and respect? If you are, then it's important to change them. And it's also very important with any of these patterns to have a huge amount of compassion for yourself and for your partner. We don't choose to grow up in these kind of dysfunctional families. We don't choose to be neglected. We don't choose to see unhealthy patterns. As I mentioned in the attachment style podcast, 25% of people or thereabouts have a secure attachment, have a secure primary caregiver, loving, nurturing relationship. That means 75% of us don't. So let's go back to the Jekyll and Hyde personality. Being in a relationship with someone with a Jekyll and Hyde personality can be draining, where they regularly switch between being super loving and kind, and then they have moments where they can be vicious, aggressive, disrespectful, without any given reason. This is the key. No trigger and consistently changing. This can make you feel nervous around your partner. You're not sure which personality you're going to be faced with each day, making it tough to let your guard down because you're confused how the person you love can be so different. And it could even be the same situation. One day the same situation, they're loving and they don't care that, let's say, for example, you're late with the dinner, and then another day, absolutely flip out. You may find yourself, as a result, walking on eggshells, not knowing how your partner will react or what might make them fly off the handle, and it can leave you living on edge. You may feel unsure of what will trigger them, and therefore you're just being very quiet, being very reserved, and not really being your true self. If this sounds familiar, perhaps your partner is suffering with Jekyll and Hyde personality. It's really difficult to be the partner on the receiving end of this and on someone's projections of their past trauma. Another reason a lot of people book the breakthrough program with me is because they're suffering with feelings of abandonment, and these feelings of abandonment are causing them to cheat. And they don't understand why they're cheating because they absolutely love their partner, and yet they want to keep these online affairs so that they have a sense of power, that they are not going to be left, not going to be abandoned. So they flirt with other people for their self-esteem and to take away that fear. What to do if you're in a relationship with a person who has a Jekyll and Hyde personality? First of all, let's look at the signs a bit more closely. One is you never know what to expect. If you're always questioning your partner's reactions, behaviours or triggers and never know what to expect when you're with your partner, it could be a huge sign that they are struggling with a Jekyll and Hyde personality. Insecure relationships with someone who does not have such contrasting personalities, it's much easier to figure out, I did this, so my partner will react like this, or this has happened, so they will be upset. because their reactions are more predictable than someone who has a Jekyll and Hyde personality. Number two, you feel like you're in relationship with two different people. Being in a relationship with a person with a Jekyll and Hyde personality can feel like you don't know who you're going to get. There are two different people. You may feel like you don't really understand or know your partner. It can create distance because you don't feel like you can trust them because they keep changing. And you may also be worried that this confusing behavior is going to impact your children. If you don't know where you stand and your children don't know where they stand with the parent, it can be very alarming and worrying. Three, the double personality affects your emotions. It may cause confusion in you about how you feel, because you might really love them and think you have this deep, close relationship and feel like your relationship's going to last forever. You're so close. You're so happy to be with them. And then other times you feel like you want a divorce. You've got to get out of this. You can't do it anymore. And you feel like you're all over the place as a result. Four, you may think more about the good times to justify staying when really you know that you shouldn't be accepting their behavior. It's very difficult when you know that there are some real red flags in your relationship where the way that you're being treated is unacceptable. Where if it was your best friend, one of your children, a close relative, if they explained to you what was happening in the relationship, you would say, get out immediately. Leave, protect yourself, it's not acceptable. And you find yourself justifying staying. You find yourself remembering only the good things or repeating the good things that they do to justify the unacceptable behavior. And this can be very draining and confusing, you going through that inner conflict as well. If you believe you're in a relationship with someone who has a Jekyll and Hyde personality and you want to explore ways to improve your situation, to reconnect on a deeper level and to change the cycle of behaviours and patterns, then I'm going to share a few things that I take couples through that can really help. The first thing can be to have compassion for one another and to connect on a deeper emotional level, sharing your thoughts, your insecurities, your childhood experiences, and how they impact your day-to-day life as an adult. Now, you may not know that, which is why it can be very useful to have someone to guide you through it. But with compassion, with honesty, with love and support, and this opening up can really help bond a couple and learn how to overcome triggers when they come. A lot of people, unfortunately, come to my relationship program because there is an emotional disconnect where they feel that their partner is emotionally distant. If your partner won't talk or go anywhere near your emotions or their emotions, of course it's going to be a lot more challenging, and you definitely need to explain and share the benefits of this with them. You can also look at the triggers and find solutions. There's no point in going over the past. There's no point in going over your earlier experiences or patterns that are happening in your relationship without any solutions. As you know, everything I do when I work with couples and when I work with individuals is not just repeating about the past. It's about, okay, actions, solutions, how to feel better, how to change things, how to reconnect, what will you do differently next time, supporting one another to shift. The next is looking at how you can work together to, if things come up, resolve things quickly rather than letting things escalate into an alarming level. So perhaps getting agreement from your partner if you feel like they're being aggressive and angry, sharing with them in the moment, asking them what they need. Sometimes it can work for couples to take like a time out. Saying, you know what, I'm going to remove myself from this situation, leave them to it, take a break before things escalate, go for a shower or a walk, nip to the shops, get some milk, coffee, whatever it is, and give them that time to then think about, oh, I've just switched into the other side of myself that I don't like. If you're doing anything to contribute to that, sometimes people can really push their partner when they're in that negative side of their personality, and then this can escalate. So looking at yourself as well can be very important, and noticing any patterns together that you can avoid. Sometimes it could be with the wider family, sometimes it could be with alcohol, sometimes it could be with all these other external things that can make things worse. And until you work at the deep root of the issues, avoiding patterns, behaviors, substances that are going to make the situation worse. There are many cases where a person with a Jekyll and Hyde personality is also exhibiting narcissistic behaviors too. This can make you question whether you want to stay in a relationship with a narcissist. So I'm going to share the similarities and differences between the Jekyll and Hyde personality and narcissistic behaviors, so you can make a better informed decision on how you want to move forward. Although they're labeled as two different things, they can be intertwined in some cases. A person with a Jekyll and Hyde personality can switch between personalities in an instant, and so can a narcissist. Narcissists are often a mean person to those that they are very comfortable with, and they are loving, caring, fun, sweet in front of others, as they want to maintain the feeling of being superior to others, and they need to be liked. They need to be seen as successful, as charming, as loving, as fun, as whatever it is that they want to be seen at. But generally, it's like they have a deep-rooted need to be liked and loved by everyone, apart from those they're very close to, where they can then be very manipulative, controlling, and condescending. Both a Jekyll and Hyde personality and a narcissistic person can be highly unpredictable in their reactions and their behavior, depending on what is triggering them. However, those with narcissistic traits are more likely to reject any form of support that makes them take a real look at themselves. So many people come to me concerned that they are in a narcissistic relationship, or they want to get help for their relationship and their partner refuses because they're so scared. They're so scared that me as a relationship counsellor or other relationship counsellors will put the light on them. They have a huge fear that they're going to be shamed, they're going to be told off, which is why it's so important to make sure that people feel comfortable with the person that they're going to work with. And realise that, you know, I'm not here to judge anyone. Who am I to judge? I'm here to guide and give solutions and support and actions to move forward, to change the thinking, to change the behaviour, to change the dynamics in the relationship, to make it more loving and supportive. And that's what you need to look for when you're working with someone. Often a person with a Jekyll and Hyde personality, they may be more open to getting support for themselves, getting support for the relationship. Narcissists can often struggle to accept that they are not right in all situations, that they are not the perfect person. And again, they can sometimes want to put on a show, even to their relationship counsellor, life coach, whoever they seek, and they can't handle being seen as the wrong person, and that's why they avoid any form of help. A person with a Jekyll and Hyde personality is not manipulative in their behaviour, whereas a narcissist can be very manipulative. The person with a Jekyll and Hyde personality are behaving in that way because they're wired to live like that from the moment they were born, really, from their childhood. A narcissist will often be calculating in the way they behave. They will often pick a partner who is weaker than them, who will listen to them, who will do what they want them to do. Not by chance, but more purposely. However, that being said, some people that are labelled as narcissists and they do meet the narcissistic traits that behavioural psychologists list, they can be very unaware of their patterns. They can be unaware that they are being narcissistic. So with both of them, it's again giving that person the opportunity to work on themselves, sharing what you will accept and what you won't accept, setting health, strong boundaries for yourself, working on any codependent issues that you may have if you're putting up with behaviour that is not acceptable, loving yourself, trusting yourself, and knowing what you deserve is very important. It's very important to make sure that if it's impacting your self-esteem, your day-to-day life, to get help. One of the most popular ways I'm working with couples now is to give them both an individual breakthrough, to clear out insecurities, self-doubt, anger, sadness, fear, hurt, all of the triggers of not feeling good enough, fear of abandonment, fear of rejection, clearing that all out so that you are the most whole, healthy version of yourself, and then doing some relationship coaching together. If one person is doing the work and the other person's not, it can be challenging. If you're going over the past for the sake of going over the past, either individually or together, and there's no solutions, there's no clearing, it's just bringing more awareness to things, often that can make people feel worse. Couples can then use those in arguments, and that's going to cause deeper hurt and deeper wounding. So it's so important to do the breakthroughs individually, clear the past, be empowered and equipped with new ways of relating, new ways of communicating, new ways of acting to help you move forward. If I've discussed anything today that is of cause of concern to you, it's very important to realize that you are worth loving, as I've mentioned, and that it's absolutely not acceptable to be in an emotionally or mentally or physically abusive relationship. You need to take action to protect yourself. It's a very difficult decision to decide to end a relationship or to even think about ending a relationship, especially if you have children involved. Of course, it's a lot more difficult, and you want to make sure that this is going to be the best decision for you. So do get support. However you decide to get support, make sure you get support. It's unfair to keep suffering and to keep hoping that things will be different if there's no action. As that quote that I love goes, nothing changes if nothing changes. And I always remind myself of that. If I'm not changing things in my life, if I'm not changing things in my relationship, things aren't just going to change by themselves. Nothing changes if nothing changes. And as you know, I hate psychological labels, so creating this episode was a little bit challenging for me. However, it's useful sometimes to understand the traits and the patterns under a label. However, it doesn't mean that people can't change. Narcissistic traits can be changed because people are not their behavior. People are not their thoughts. People are not their beliefs. Beliefs, behaviors, and thoughts can be changed. Same with a Jekyll and Hyde personality. With the right work, things can be changed. You definitely don't want to approach your partner by saying, you are a narcissist, you are a control freak, you are suffering with a Jekyll and Hyde personality. Probably isn't going to work in helping them to change or to shift. They're probably going to be defensive. So you can perhaps share podcasts with them. You can perhaps share some of the behaviors that you're struggling with that they're doing. You can perhaps say, you know, sometimes you're so loving, sometimes you're so aggressive, and I just don't understand what the triggers are, what I'm doing, what's happening. Can we work through this? Or you could say, I'm not very attracted to you right now because I don't know where I stand with you. I'm having to walk on eggshells. When people go through really difficult life events, really stressful events, of course, the symptoms and the traits and the behavior can get worse and worse and worse. Often we live unaware of the trauma or the pain that we're holding on from our childhoods, unfortunately, as well. And it's always important to remember that. What happens to us early on does shape who we become. For me, it shaped my whole life. I wouldn't be here doing this with you if I didn't have the childhood that I had. And that's why I totally adore, love, and am grateful to my mum, because I wouldn't be who I am today without what happened to me. I'm also very lucky that it's driven me to look after myself, to be financially independent, to work on all aspects of myself, to travel the world, to do deep emotional work to create this podcast, my YouTube, my Instagram, my Facebook group, all of these things that I love, I probably wouldn't love if I didn't have the experience that I did. And I will share that self-love, loving myself, accepting myself, is an ongoing process. I've been on this path for years, and I'll admit to you that sometimes I will see my photos and I will go, oh my God, I looked awful. I look old, I look this, I look that. That's my first reaction. And then I have to say, no, Nicola, it's just a photo. It doesn't matter. Let it go. And that's something that still happens to me now. And even though I've worked on loving myself and doing all of these things, so sometimes we just have to manage our triggers, learn to live and love all parts of ourselves, even those critical thoughts that sometimes can creep in. But if they're affecting your daily life, you've got to change them. You've got to take more concrete action. Not liking my photos doesn't impact my life on a daily basis. Doesn't hurt me on a daily basis. I recognize the pattern. I reassure myself. I laugh at myself. I move on. But for some people that have that inner critic, it's really affecting their relationships. It's affecting their work life. It's affecting their family relationships, their friendships. This is when you really need to act. Get some help. You can start by going to my website and getting my self-confidence and positivity free meditation. It's my best one, and it's there to really help you change your thoughts. Because we change our thoughts at the subconscious level, listen to it every night for 3 weeks, you're going to start to feel better. Don't believe me? Give it a go. It's free. What have you got to lose? And also, please do join the Facebook group. I know I've mentioned it at the beginning, and it's because I really love the vibe. And so many people message me saying they're loving it, being as part of the group. They love how honest and open and raw people are. It's like a special place. And it's growing, and I'd love for you to be part of it. From my heart to yours, thank you so much for listening. Take care. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Relationship and Wellness Podcast with Nicola Beer. If you are interested in finding out more about becoming a holistic life therapist, would like to get Nicola's mentorship directly, or check out the award-winning audio programs, visit www.nicolabeer.com today. Subject to availability, a waitlist may apply.